office?
Yes, sir.
Oh, yes. I talked to Timmons and heard about the vote and so forth, and I said, for Christ's sakes, let's not let it be built up as being a, you know, at the end of everything, because it really isn't.
Oh, it's far from it, but these bastards are going to play it,
oh, I know.
A little heavily as a first turn in the House. But, Bill's over there now. I left him there to try to get this damage limited.
Well, he'll try, but it seems to me we have to take a hard look at our congressional relations thing to see whether it's really strong enough. And also, you can't really put the responsibility so much on Bill. You know, basically, state and defense had a major responsibility here. They should have been working their asses off.
They had a major responsibility. And that's the purpose of this meeting over there. I've got a list of specifics now that that Jerry and Scott put together.
Yeah.
And we're not just talking generality on a number of things. So,
right.
We've got some concrete things now to get working on and improve our effectiveness over there.
Right. Well, don't let this discourage you, you know.
No, sir, I'm not worried about it. It really is the psychology of it and not the reality, and it's more of the damage it will do in Hanoi with those bastards up there reading this as a turn. And that's bad.
Sure it is. You're goddamn right it is. That's the reason we tried to do it, you know.
But it isn't all that bad. It's not that important a vote. We're talking about 2 or 3 months, and but we don't want to. We don't want to have it happen again, and we've got to get geared right now for prevention of this kind of thing.
Yeah.
You know, the worst part of it is, sir, that the goddamn logic of the case is overwhelming, and I don't think any of these people understood it up there.
Well, whose fault is that, ours, that we didn't get across to them?
I'm not sure. I have a feeling that defense didn't get it done properly. You know, the vote should never come up in the first place. It was the way the damn...
Yeah.
Bill was packaged.
Yes, I know.
I'm raising hell about that. That's just inexcusable.
Yes, I know.
And there again, that's just sloppy work.
Yes.
Over in defense in the comptroller shop. You know, our own OMB people should have caught it.
Yes.
But the thing to do now is we're just gonna not make a big deal out of this. We can
well. It'll let it be a big deal for a while, but then fight on for the next battle, you know. We've lost to some before, you know, even in the House.
Oh, yeah, that's right, sir.
Basically, the point is we can continue our operations, and we must not allow... that's our problem, really, isn't it?
Yes, and it may do some bleeding that will be helpful. It may bleed a situation.
Wait, what?
It may bleed a situation in the House that will be helpful. Actually, it was the damn Republicans that did it to us. It was 50 defected on us.
Yep.
And that's not good.
Sure.
I mean, we really got to do some work to shore up some of these people. And it's mostly nervousness and a little goaltending that we can do with them. Yeah, that is just as fragile as a human being is. They'll leave you at the first turn, but they'll leave us at the first turn. Any time is rough sledding, but
yeah,
we just gotta do a little better job of keeping them with us.
Yep. Well, yes, we can't expect the Democrats to pull us through on these damn things. The Republicans, if we'd even gotten 170 of them, we would have carried the goddamn thing.
That's right. That's right.
And but we've got to take a hard look at the Timmons shop to see whether it's really up to the job.
No, he needs help, and we're trying to get three guys right away, and we've got three prospects who would be a great assistant, especially this fellow Saunders over in defense.
Right, right.
Actually, we could have kept him over there, but he'd be even more effective here.
So,
yes, sir, he's a good man and well-regarded.
Right, right.
And we'll get some feed out from Bizard on this, too, because he's been infuriated about this thing.
Right, he'll help us on this.
Right.
Okay.
All right, sir. We're all set to have Henry alone in the morning, and then the follow-up at 11.
Right.
And
have Henry about 9 o'clock or so.
Yes, sir.
And the main thing is, don't let him come in discouraged. No, you beat him up.
No, I'm going to have breakfast with him.
And
I'm cured. Better, but not conflicting with any of them.
Yeah. Is he going to be here tomorrow, Connelly, or is he gone, or what's happened, do you know?
I have to check with Larry. I told him to find out. Did you want to see him tomorrow at all?
No, not necessarily. I need to know whether, you know, so that I don't want him to feel that he's just come in and not done anything, you know what I mean? I want to...
Right. I'll,
you know, you be sure that he's touched up properly.
Yes, sir.
Right.
I'll check right away.
All right. Well, as a matter of fact, might be good to have Henry fill him in a little, too.
Yes, I think so.
That would be very helpful.
It would be.
All right, fine, Al.
Good, sir.
Fine. The other things are going to work out now, though. Believe me.
Oh,
we're on the way,
and the press senses it.
You think so?
Yes, sir. I've talked to three this afternoon just on a background basis to make myself known to them, and they sense it. They're feeling that we're on the move.
How do you mean?
I talked to good guys.
Oh, yes, I see.
I'm not going to piss around with enemies, but...
No, I know, but they... why do they feel we're on the move?
Well, I saw the cabinet this morning. The Connelly thing is a big help. The two new appointments, I think they're very pleased with them. I think what they see in there is solid quality, and they like that.
Right. Right. Okay. Well, we'll fight the battle again tomorrow, okay?
Good, Mr. President.
Fine, thank you, sir.